I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
No, the...
Look at that size of the cat, yeah.
The cat, I think, is... let me see.
Brother, just feast your eyes.
I see it. That thing's fucking nasty as hell.
Look at the size of the cat.
So you know what? You know what the beast does? The beast versus the wildcat. The wildcat is...
Beast is fucking newer, dude.
It's the longest, too. It's kind of cap.
Fuck the beast, dude.
The beast is longer.
The wildcat. Here's your part.
Yeah, the wildcat is like higher, I think, and has.
Yeah, of course it is. It's huge. It's so scary.
Dang, dude. Bro, a classic figure eight design, which often focuses on the class. Okay, my
wildcat's just an out and back classic.
So the forces on the wildcat are rougher. If you ride the beast, you want to claim the largest wooden roller coaster in the world. It's like, you know what I mean?
When was the beast constructed?
I don't know, but my thing is, it's not as rough and tumble as the Wildcat. So the Beast is like a longer ride, which gives it the biggest, quote-unquote, wooden roller coaster in the world, but we're talking G-forces here, so.
Damn.
It's probably built a long time ago. It was fucking Ohio.
1979.
79?
It's the biggest. There's nothing I can say. I was
don't
wrong.
No, no. Don't
no, get, I was wrong. There's nothing I can do.
Don't get down on Hershey, dude. Hershey has a scarier wooden roller coaster that's probably higher.
I'm telling you, I busted my fucking lip on the Wildcat, and this guy's going to wear an I Survived Hershey shirt. You going to steal Valley like that?
How'd you bust your lip on the Wildcat?
The fucking thing comes to a screeching halt. No. I smacked my face. It was nothing to me, dude. Spent the rest of the day bloodied up.
What would you rather do if you're at Dorney Park? You go into the amusement park or Wild Water Kingdom?
As a young man, the water park.
As an old man, you're saying now. Your
old man,
maturity.
I'd like to not, yeah. Because when you're a young man, that's getting soaked at a park is a young man's game. I didn't give a fuck. I would walk around just drenched all day. Now I'd be so mad.
You don't realize how I went to a water park recently, and you don't realize how fucked up you get on those slides. You get elbow burns nonstop, dude. I got off and I was like, God, my fucking
elbows. The last water ride I was on was with you in South Carolina. Never again, dude. I know. Right at first turn, I got flipped off the raft and just slowly landed in the pond.
It's also like
in front of families.
The water
dick.
Slide isn't, yeah, it's an absolute vacuum seal on your dick.
It's a vacuum
dude.
Seal.
You get off that thing, you're like, yo, dude, the penis is fully fucking.
Yeah. Gym shorts.
My tennis could be preserved indefinitely in that bathing suit.
It was vacuum sealed. It was tight.
It's crazy, dude. I think we had also regular gym shorts on, which is, that's not the move.
I had to wait in the pool until Matt could get us towels.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I for real can't get out of this. I remember. Some people were just coming down, landing next to me, and I was like, Matt came back with a hotel towel, so it was like this big. I just covered my tennis, hopped into the lazy river.
Had the tennis in the fucking and there were, I remember that we were the only people adults there without kids, so we were just like riding behind, like a guy would be like down the bottom waiting for his child. You see Shane fly down, he'd be like
hit him with the title, hit him with a big wave. What's up, dude?
Yeah, so boy up there.
I've avoided water parks since.
I went to one in indoor last summer, and it was pretty nice. The lines though are just ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
Especially when you're like, you know, you're there with your kids. You're like, you know, you got to bust a move. You're like, I'm go to my wife. I'm like, all right, hit the kids for a second. I'm going to run up the slide. 35-minute wait. I'm just looking down, seeing her tapping her foot. I'm like, she's going to be fucking pissed about this. Oof. Told you, I stopped a young fat boy trying to do the old, like, oh, my friends are up there kind of thing. And I hit him with the, you stop, you go to the back,
brother.
You
can wait.
I was like, tell your friends to go back and wait with you. And he went and got his friends.
Oh, he was telling the truth? Shit.
Nah, man, fuck that. Can't be doing that. There's a lot of butters going on in those water parks, bro, and I like to shut it down.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a lot of authority over anybody, but I'm pretty sure I can take a couple of chubby 10-year-olds.
I feel like water parks have become a minorities game.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
They kind of always were. They scouted them hard in the 90s.
I'm from, they weren't around.
I'm saying I think they scouted them hard in the 90s because they were white. The whites definitely controlled the yard in the water park in the 90s. But then
we did control the yard, dude. But that was because that was our generation of whites.
True.
We used to control the yard pretty heavily. Saw some black kids. You're not afraid to hit some slurs at the water park. You could yell anything back then.
True.
water is our world, though.
Yeah, true.
you have to come into the lazy river and fucking find out.
We all felt like Kevin Costner in the wave pool. Just like, I am fucking water world.
When we were there, it was the hardworking river. Nate, did you get to some water parks with your shirt on?
No, I went topless.
Really?
I went topless.
Were you shredded as a kid? Like,
no, I wasn't. That wasn't a fat thing. That was just black people wear shirts.
Socks. Yeah,
no, socks.
I would do socks. I would do socks, or I would do water shoes. You gotta do water shoes. I would do water shoes to this day.
Bro, water shoes is so crazy.
Water shoes is nuts.
Dude, walking around barefoot in there is crazy.
No, it's not.
No, not when you're a young man. When you're a young
woman. No, dude, black from a young age, black people get it drilled in their heads. Their bare feet can never touch the earth.
The earth? They're not to touch the earth.
They're never grounded? They've never grounded.
Dude, sneakers on in the house. No bare feet. They're never grounded.
I slippers. Sneakers on the house is a white person thing.
No.
Slippers in the house.
Oh, yeah, true.
Sneakers.
It's some type of
sandals
footwear
in the house.
There's house shoes, I've learned. There's such things as shoes for the house. I guess sneakers in the house is pure white trash.
That's just white trash. And nothing bothers me more than going to someone's house and they're like, take your shoes off. We have slippers next to the door. I got to wear fucking slippers now with these jeans? I look like a fucking moron.
Or just don't provide any slippers. Just let your... Because it took me a while, but it is like, if you take your shoes off and you don't wear them, like we try not to put any shoes on our second floor, but every now and again, I like already have my shoes on and like, fuck, my wallet's upstairs. And I walk up and I'm just like thinking of all the piss I stepped in the fucking airport and the bathroom. I'm like, well, whatever. I used to do this every day for years. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, I like water parks, man.
Water parks rule.
They're fucking sick, man. What you do? You got wet and wild?
Yeah, at the Schlitterbahn. I invited Nate, but he didn't want to come.
Your aqua socks were 2-day prime shipping. They were going to get there.
Yeah, it was fun, though. Schlitterbahn. Check it out.
That's what you got? Thank you.
Yep.
No jokes? Nothing funny about it?
Yeah, what the hell happened, dude? What'd you do?
Did anything good happen?
Yeah, well, the Lazy River was pretty fun.
Yeah.
It was actually called the... Torrent River, because it was like a wave pool mixed with a lazy river.
I like that.
That's
kind of
nice.
Really fun. I feel like they probably could have named it the Crazy River instead of the Torrent River.
Crazy River would have been good.
It was really fun. I heard when you went down one of the speed slides, your penis went up your butt. You're going so fast and you liked it.
Who told you that?
Your girlfriend told us you popped it. You popped in your own butt.
She said you pied yourself on the speed slide.
Self-pied on the slip slide.
Well, I wasn't going to mention that.
Is it a 16-year-old boy had to pull you out of yourself?
Yeah. He was starting a lawnmower. He's struggling. He's just ripping that thing out.
He had to push down your nipples like the primer just to get you ready.
Is that true?
Well.
Did your penis fly into your butt while you were going down a slip and slide and you came in your own butt?
Yeah,
and a 16-year-old boy had to pull it out, prime your nipples. Yeah. Is that true?
I wasn't going to mention it, but that did happen.
Your girlfriend told us that.
Well, I'll have to talk to her about that.
You're going to have a talk with her.
I'm going to have a stern talk with her.
You can't keep telling people about the time my penis went in my butt.
Came in my own butt.
When I came in my own butt at the slip and slide.
Just hitting the water right as you come in your butt.
It was fun, though. Check it out.
Anyway, I stand by the Wildcat after reviewing.
No, dude, I know you're being nice and you're being a good friend, because right. You were right about the Beast. I was wrong about the Wildcat.
I just heard. I didn't know that
was
the
Wildcat the tallest or something. Why the fuck? Why did they fucking tell me that, dude?
It's the largest wooden roller coaster. Also, no one knew any other. It was like pre-internet. So
yeah,
no
you
one,
can just go. This is the biggest fucking thing ever.
Yeah, no one could be like, well, there's actually a big one in, you know, wherever, Ohio. They didn't even know. I didn't even know where the fuck Ohio was. Why do you think, this is a question I was thinking of recently, why do you think they made you memorize the capitals of the states? Was that like some sort of like military knowledge? Was there some sort of practical benefit of that that comes from like the military? Or was that just like...
I think it's a good thing to know.
Why?
It's important, dude. I went to the capital in Idaho this weekend.
Boise?
Yeah.
See?
I just... Bro, you can just walk right in.
Really?
I mean, I don't know if I should tell everyone, but yeah. You just walk right in. I mean, you can walk into most capitals, but you could walk into the governor's. We went to the governor's office.
What?
Just walked in. Said, what's up?
What were they
said,
up
what's
to?
Up? just talked to the guy. He was signing a bill or some shit.
What?
He was pretty nice.
That is nice.
He's a nice fella. We got a picture together, and then I was like, I don't know. I wonder what his politics are, because I just, it's a nice endorsement photo.
Also, I heard Idaho's
in a tracksuit going, it's like, my bad. I didn't know I was going to meet the governor today.